Yes, hi.
Welcome back.
The start of this is always so awkward.
I know. I always feel really embarrassed.
Wait, right, so we don't have a theme tune yet, so we're going to make one up. I was going to say, the hills are alive.
Boom, 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 boom. We want you in this room with us to record our podcast.
That was actually kind of alright.
Thank you.
Boom, boom, boom. Do you mind Basil Brush?
Yeah, boom, boom,
boom.
Boom, boom.
Love
Basil
him.
Brush. I miss that tune.
Bring it back.
Hashtag bring back Basil.
Hashtag Basil Brook.
Basil. You should make your own show.
I'll do it.
If you had a show, what would it be about?
Basil. Adding like basil into different foods.
Seeing which one tastes the best. Here, I actually think you should start a cooking show called Basil Brook. Or like make a cookbook called Basil Brook. If everything else goes to the crapper, make a cookbook.
You know what I'm just looking at? See from this point of view, it looks like my Dumbo's tucked into my bed.
I thought it was. I actually thought you tucked in your two stuffed toys in your bed. I just didn't want to say anything. Did you not?
No.
Are you sure? Like, both
I'm
them,
actually
they're
sure.
Both tucked in.
I didn't tuck them in. I would never tuck them in.
Like, both of them. Brooke has two stuffed toys in her bed, and both of them are actually tucked in.
That's kind of creepy, because I definitely didn't tuck them in, like.
And they're just smiling. Oh, go on. I'm just going to untuck them really quickly. There we go.
Pull a duvet off them.
That is creepy.
So anyway, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Sorry for that, what just happens? It happens a lot.
What happened? What just happened?
Since the last podcast, Nadia, I was going to say you lived another year, but you didn't.
Well, I didn't.
You lived a couple of extra days and then you became a new age.
I did. I turned 20.
You?
Yeah. I'm glad not to be a teenager anymore. I have to be, to be honest.
That's scary, like.
I know. But, I don't know about you, Brooke's 21, almost 22, you. But I don't know, like, I really, I love my teenage years, but, I actually am excited for, my 20s.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot more, growth and, good things will happen without being too deep, in my 20s. Where, your teenage years are just kind of, a mess of you trying to, figure out who you are.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't want to be 22. We were saying this the other day, 21's just such a nice age when someone asks you what age you are. I'm 21.
That's so 21. Fair. But then you can be like, I'm feeling 22.
True.
But I think, do you know what, actually, I think 22 is a really nice age. But I think, 23, you're kind of oh my goodness, you're 23.
You're an actual adult when you're 23,
22, you can kind of still get away with being, you're still kind of young.
Yeah.
And then from, 23 onwards, it's
23,
like,
people are like, are you starting to have children yet?
Yeah, when are you getting married?
I'm never by the looks of it.
Probably never. But, I mean, that's for another day.
Tune in next week to our singleness podcast.
Being content in your singleness.
So life.
Yeah.
What has been, tell me, Tim, Tom and Tiny.
Yo.
Do you mind the Tiny Tots?
Yeah. Tim, Tom and Tiny.
Was that the words? The names?
Tilly, Tom and Tiny.
Tilly, Tom and Tiny.
Yeah. I loved that show. I actually, and they spoke French, didn't they? They would have spoke French. Or no, Tilly was French.
Yes.
And she didn't speak English, don't think, ever.
That was a weird show, now that you think about it.
My mum actually was talking about it the other day. A few weeks ago, or maybe months ago. But I just remember her saying that.
My first year I was born, she was talking about it, remember.
Yeah, I actually remember. I was in the womb.
In the womba.
The womba?
Yeah, that's how it's spelt.
The womba. I'm going to start calling that. I've got a baby in my womba. I don't, just to put that out there. Because I get kicked out of that college.
What was I say? Yeah, what has been some of your highlights from your... Give me a highlight from your childhood.
Right, so, okay, this is the first one that came in my head. My childhood was really crazy, but, the place that always brought me so much joy and that I have all of my good memories from as a child was Mothertown House, shout out if anyone knows it. But I went there every summer since I was two, and all of my good memories that are like all my family and like used to go because we all used to go to like family camp and now I lay that at you. But like they're all my good memories and like just like going there for a week in the summer or like multiple weeks and like getting to just like stay up past your bedtime and it's sunny all the time and you're with like all the kids your age and you're like just doing fun things all day and your parents like get a break from just like looking after you and they get to have a good time as well. And I don't know, it just brings me back so many good memories. So now like when I go each summer and like late at it, it always just makes me happy because I'm like, oh, like I know how much camp meant to us as kids and like now these kids get to be like, yeah. I'm so excited to go back to Mothertown this year and like tell their friends about it. Like, I remember being in nursery, like, I remember this so vividly, and I spoke to my nursery teacher for, like, a solid, like, hour about how I love camp and, like, the colour of my sleeping bag and everything, and, like, aww, she was, like, so shut cute. Up. I was like, I have a Rugrat sleeping bag and I aww. Love it. But, yeah, I'd say that's my favourite childhood memory. What about you?
I don't know, like, I have lots of good childhood memories. I just lived the best life. No. I don't know. So I think in my old house we used to have like a really big back garden and like all my family used to come around all the time and we used to have barbecues and all. Aww. And like it was just like such a good time and like I and all my friends would come and all and it was just a good time. And like also like one of my like fond memories of life in general is like, so my mum used to make these chocolate chip muffins. Aww. And like she used to make them like every Saturday and used to like make them in the morning and then like my cousins and all used to come over, but whatever way she made them, like the chocolate chips like sunk to the bottom and they were still warm when you were eating them, so you were eating these muffins and then you just get to the bottom of the muffin case and there was just like all these chocolate chips. That's and you were like nice. Praise the Lord on high.
You're just like, I am yes.
living the dream. And like every Saturday she used to make them and it was just lethal.
That's so nice. Mm. I love wee memories like that where it's just like the simple things. Like my granda used to bring us around like Quavers and like a chocolate bar every Sunday and you yeah. were like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. It's mad like.
It's so nice. I love that. That's so cute. I absolutely love it.
I love it, sweetie. Wait, this is really weird because we were going from talking about armpits to...
I know. Me and Burke, like, were just lying in Dean's bed and we're just, like, I don't know what happened. Oh, I was videoing her and her armpit. She was like, my armpit looks weird. And then we just, like, got onto the topic of, like, what is an armpit?
Nobody really talks about armpits.
It is true, though. Like, no one does.
Nobody talks about them. They're just forgotten.
They're just there. And, like, you know, but your body would look really weird if you didn't have an armpit.
Like, if you didn't have an armpit, what would fill that gap?
Imagine if it just went from, like, okay, like, so the side of your, like your abdomen, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Your side to, like, right up, just, like, a big massive, like, it just goes, like, vertically up. So it's just extra, like, body, but it goes vertical to your arm.
But that's technically what an armpit is.
Yeah, but instead the armpit goes in. But imagine if it's
it went out.
Yeah, because you didn't have an armpit. Because a pit is obviously like...
Listen to the chair.
I know. But a pit obviously goes in. So imagine if it wasn't an armpit and it was just a bit of skin.
That's weird.
It'd be really ugly. Like, God knew what he was doing when he was designing the human body. Like,
so, like, but what is your armpit for? So, like, you know the way, like, your eyelashes and all, like, stop dirking in your eyes. Yeah. And, like, your teeth help you chew. And, like, stuff like that. What is your armpit for?
It must have something to do with, like, how you move your arm. Like, Dean was saying earlier about how it's your shoulder that moves your arm and, like, your elbow that bends it and stuff.
Yeah.
But your armpit has to be, like, part of that process.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can move your arm.
Because, like, say you didn't have the pit, if you just had skin, you wouldn't be able to move your arm.
Close your arm fully. Yeah. It's so you can put your arm beside, like, down by your side.
Yeah.
Wow. Who would have known?
Armpits, they're flipping weird.
I love them.
But, like, I am glad that we have them. Because if not, we wouldn't have arms by our sides.
And everybody knows we need arms by our sides. What other? So, like, tell me a memory from primary school then. If you can remember any.
Is it bad that I can only remember bad memories from primary school?
I mean, tell me whatever you want.
Let's think.
Like, the whole fact that... Wet paper towel.
a wet paper towel, you know that? Me and Brooke, we always laugh about, like, how in primary school, like, if anything happened to you, and even in kind of in high school, I guess, as well, like, I didn't ever really have to go to the nurse, but in primary school, like, anything that happened, you were, like, go to the teacher, like get attention, get a day off school. But, like, they would always just be like, just put a wet paper towel on it and you'll be fine. Like, your arm's hanging off and they're like, put a wet paper towel on it.
Honestly, right, so one day in school, right, a girl hit my arm with a hockey stick and broke it, right? Well, wait for the rest of the story, right? But, so she broke my arm and, like, I was like, to the PE teacher, I can't move my arm. Like, my arm is so sore. And she was like, wet paper towel.
Oh.
And I was literally like, I'm like 16 years old, you can't tell me to wet paper towel something. And she was like, wet paper towel, I'll be fine. I was like, I'll actually punch you. And then, so I went home then and went to the hospital and they were like, your arm's broke.
Oh my days.
And I was like, all right, shouldn't have put a wet paper towel on it, right? And then, but then 2 days later, the hospital rang me and was like, mom, back up and get your cast off because your arm's not broke.
So you had to just wear a cast for 2 days.
You know what? I kind of, like, but it was so it was around the time I was doing my GCSEs. So I had to go into school and, like, get a scribe and all sorted out.
And then like,
2 days later,
actually,
I was like,
actually,
psych.
It wasn't even broke. What was it? Like, fractured or something?
No, they just looked at the x-ray wrong.
So, like, your arm is fine.
My arm is fine.
Oh my days. That's mad.
It was probably just, like, bruised or staved or whatever, but, like,
flipping heck. That reminds me of my friend. Like, when we were in high school, this girl, Sarah, that we were friendly with, I absolutely, like, she's so funny. And we were all, like, we all would, like, meet up on Saturdays or whatever and, like, hang about the town and, like, you know, as you do as a kid. And we were all, like, the boys were, like, playing football in the park or something and we were all messing around. And my friend Tyler kicked a football at Sarah's arm really hard. They were also going out at this point, I'm pretty sure. Just sorry if you're listening and that brings up bad memories. But yeah, they were going out at this time and Tyler kicked a football at her arm and Sarah was like, guys, my arm. But if you knew Sarah, she is the biggest drama queen I've ever met in my life. Like, it's so funny that she's so dramatic. Like, it's just unbelievable. So she was like, lads, like, my arm is so sore. And we were like, Sarah, wise up. Like, it only hit you with a football. Like, actually, just wise up. Like, you're fine. And she kept being like, guys, it's so sore. And we were like, Sarah, get over it. The next day, she comes in with a football cast on her. She was like, I actually did break my arm. And we were like, I'm so sorry. So, yeah, Tyler did break her arm.
That reminds me. So, like, one day, it was, like, pure icy outside and me and all my friends were out playing football. Like, that's why it reminded me, right? And then there was this boy, like, I'm not saying his name, right? But there was this boy and everybody in our group, like, pure fancied him.
Yo.
And I was like, you're so gorgeous, like, and so we were playing football and I was like, Brooke, you're gonna, like, I think I was on his team or something, but I was like, show off, like, you can play football.
Oh,
like,
no.
You're gonna, he's gonna love you if you can play football. So I was playing football and it was icy and I slipped and fell and, like, chipped my tailbone.
No.
And I had to go to hospital and all. So, like, but I was, like, on the floor, like, crying hysterically, like, couldn't move. And my friends were, like, trying to pick me up and all. And I was, like, I've never been as mortified in my whole entire life, right?
Days.
So that was, like, bad enough because I was, like, he's never going to go out with me. And then, so then, like, for, like, a month or so after, because it was so sore for me to sit down, I had to carry a pillow around school. To sit on, and people were like, why does she have a pillow at all? And I was like, I'm so embarrassed.
That is so sad.
I was like, God, everyone leave me alone.
That is actually so sad, and that's why we don't try to impress boys.
It always results badly.
That is actually awful. That's really sad, especially being in high school. Like,
oh, I was so mortified. So mortified.
Bless you.
I know.
Oh, flip. High school, they were honestly some of the best days, but I look back and I'm like, how did I not die? Like, how did I survive?
Why am I still alive right now? Like, okay, I really enjoyed secondary school.
Yeah.
I enjoyed school in general.
Me too. I always really enjoyed school. Like, primary school, I did love. Like, I was like, I'm basically, me and my oldest sister are like the two sisters who, like, loved every stage of school. But, like, there's just some bad, like, bad memories in primary school of just, like, boys, you know what I mean? Like, boys, like, you know what boys are like in primary school. Like, they tease you. And, like, it kind of, even though, like, it's probably because, like, they fancy you, kids. If any kids are listening right now, boys are being mean to you, probably fancy you. But, like, you know the way they act. And then, like, it kind of does stick with you, though, as a young girl. And then you're kind of like, oh my goodness, do they actually think I'm ugly? Like, do they think this, that, and the other? But really, like, they're just being stupid, and yeah. they don't really, like, they probably have no recollection yeah. that they even said something like that to you. But at the time, you're like, oh my goodness, I must be the worst person on this earth.
I'm the most ugliest person in the whole world.
I am so ugly.
But that's not true. What Thank is that you. My desk? A piece of cellotape.
Nice. But yeah, no, high school was fun. I enjoyed high school a lot. And I do miss it sometimes.
Yeah. But sure, here we are now. In the big smoke.
In the big smoke. I wouldn't need to do what. I wouldn't change this experience though for the world. I love being at BBC.
Same. I always be like, how the flip am I even here? Like,
I know. Like, I was talking to someone last night, and like, I was just like, recollecting. Nope. reminiscing about like how I got here, and I was like, flip me, never would have thought 2 years ago that I'd be sitting here.
Yeah.
Living the dream in room 20.
Room 20, you!
Recording a podcast.
LOL podcast, like.
No, flipping love it.
The last time Mark was here, he told us to speak about our whole lives, but I think if we spoke about our whole lives, we would be here for hours.
Oh, literally. Like, we could probably sit here for hours. But that's definitely, I feel like it's something we should do. I don't know, like, do we do that tonight, or...
So this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
I said down.
I said down.
So I was like, well, okay then.
Down.
Also, last night was really sweet. Brooke and Dean came the whole way down long to pick me up to bring me back to college because I was at home for my birthday and then I had my driving test as well. So then Dean and Brooke were like, we'll come get you. And I was really nice. Like, honestly, I felt really loved because like that's like an hour and a bit, like traffic, hour and a half, no traffic. It was like an hour away from Bible College. It was so sweet.
It was I really appreciated it.
I appreciated it.
She also passed her test.
Yeah, I did.
You just slide that in there, don't you?
Here, I passed my test.
I also had my driving test yesterday. Don't ask me how it went.
Don't ask, but I passed. Yeah, oh my goodness. Do you know what? Doing your driving test is actually so nerve-wracking. Like,
really?
Because you're just going to be so disappointed in yourself. And you are, because I failed the first time. You're just so disappointed in yourself. Especially because you know you can drive.
Yeah.
And then you fail and you're like, it was something so stupid. And like driving's scary as well, especially with like a random man in your car that you don't know. And then they're almost like,
so do you like the color red or?
And they're like, keep your eyes in the road.
Like, okay. But yours are just so dreamy. I mean,
my sister left her coat in the back of the car like during my test, and we were at dinner last night, and she was like, here, where's my coat? And I was like, oh, when we were in the car, the driving instructor got really cold and I actually let him put it on. He still has it. And she was like, are you being serious? And I was like, do you really think a fully grown man is going to fit in a 16-year-old girl's coat? I don't think so.
Bless.
It was funny though. Made me giggle.
Go on this. Here, Dean painted my desk.
Oh my goodness, he did a good job.
Smell of Tippex.
I love what you got to do.
There was a girl in my primary school class. I don't know if I should say it. I'll say it anyway.
Don't name names.
There was a girl in my primary school class who used to put Tippex on her warts on her fingers.
As like a fashion statement or like to kill them.
As a fashion statement.
I was being deadly serious.
I knew you were, you looked me dead in the eye, and you were like, as a fashion.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, highlighting, like, your words.
I know why she done it, but she done it anyway, and it wasn't okay, but she also used to pick her nose or something.
Oh, no. I can't deal with people who pick their nose.
In class, during comprehension, like, what a time to do it.
No. I can't deal with people that do that. So if you do it, stop it.
Stop it right now. Here, my legs are really itchy. Sorry that you had to. Here, I was proper laughing at the, like, so I listened to this back. And then, like, towards the end, you just go, they're starting my layers.
Yeah, because I was talking and I was saying something I think that was quite deep. And I looked down and I just had dirt on my ankle because it's been really muddy and rainy. And every time you walk on the grass, all the dirt splats up around your ankles. So I like looked down because I was sitting cross-legged and I was like, I have dirt on my ankles. And I was like, sorry, shouldn't have said that.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, everyone.
Because if I see something, I don't know what it is, but when I see things or when I think of something, even in the middle of a conversation, like, my brain goes 100 miles an hour and I have to say everything that comes into my head.
Yeah.
And then that makes for a really weird conversation sometimes. I was thinking the other night about things that, like, people don't speak, like, people don't talk about, like, unspoken things.
Mm.
And, like, how weird is it, right? See, when you go get a shower, like, when you go get a shower, you stand in a room naked. Like,
isn't that
and
weird?
And just, like, stand there underwater and just, you're okay with it.
Yeah, like, it's not weird.
And, like, you're, see, when you're in the shower, like, even though you're exposed, you're warm.
Yeah, and you also don't feel exposed. Even like if you were just to stand in the hallway naked, you would like, feel so exposed.
Yeah, but you don't feel exposed when you're in the shower.
It is so true. It is.
Then again, you don't feel exposed when you're getting changed. But the shower's like longer, but like.
That's so weird. It's weird because it's like when you think of social norms, like that's what it is. Like that's something that you were brought up with and that's socially acceptable to stand in a shower naked. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's socially acceptable to go to bed at when it gets dark. Well, not now because it's winter. But, like, when it gets dark and when it's nighttime, and then it's socially acceptable to sleep in, like, clothes that aren't, like, going out clothes and blah, blah, blah. But, like, it's only because that's how you've been brought up. Like, imagine if you were... Because, like, think about it. Like, definitely people are brought up a lot differently. Like, sometimes people, like... I don't know, they don't wear pyjamas to bed, do you know what I mean? But, like, you were brought up, like, put your pyjamas on for you to bed.
Yeah.
Like, so you could be brought up, like, that you wear, like, jeans to bed. I mean, I don't think anyone is brought up that way, that'd be weird, but, like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, that you have nighttime clothes, daytime clothes.
What other things are, like, unspoken about? Like, things that just happen in life, but, like, nobody ever...
Well, this isn't something that's unspoken about, but when you say the naked thing, like, sometimes I do just think, like, a wee wave of, like, oh my goodness, like, all the people that we live with, that aren't your family, obviously, have all been naked in, like, all these bathrooms / in this house, like, every single day.
That is weird.
I know, and, like, they're not our family.
Oh, here's one thing that nobody ever speaks about, right? See, when you go to sleep at night, you literally get into bed and make yourself go unconscious.
I know. I think we've had this conversation before. Like,
how weird.
And, like, the fact that, like, your body physically has to go unconscious to be able to survive the next day.
How weird. And, like, see if I was just to go unconscious now, you'd be like, Brooke, what the flip?
Yeah.
But, like, if I got in my bed and
for, like,
unconscious,
8 hours, I'm like, she's just sleeping.
How weird.
Oh, it's so weird. Also, the new game. So I told Brooke to come wake me up at... break time today, which is like 10 to 11 till 10 past, but like because I didn't have class and I was like I want to get up, like that's not really that early but it kind of is early enough. So I told Bert to come get me at like 11 and like I heard I was like half sleeping still and I could hear someone walking along the corridor in my head, like subconsciously I was like that's Bert. So then as soon as you knocked on the door I was like yes I'm awake, but I wasn't.
I knew
fast asleep.
You knew what you were all yeah and I was like she's still asleep.
There's no way she's awake.
So we were up over to the mustard seat, me and Anna, and then I was like, Nana is still asleep. Like, she's way back to sleep now. I was like, I knew it.
Yeah, you were right.
Do you mind, like, I used to, so, like, waking up for school in the morning, like, my dad used to shut up, like, are you nearly ready? And I was like, I'm just getting changed. But, like, I was still in my bed. We were like, I'm just getting changed. But you could sound like so energetic.
Yeah.
And then in the next second you'd be asleep again.
Like that's literally how I did to you this morning. I was like, yeah. And then I was like,
coming
back to bed.
It's so funny. Like
it did make me laugh. I was like, I'm a liar.
I'm a dirty liar. Oh. What other? I can't even know if there. I don't even know if there's any other unspoken things.
I know. Like even the fact that like. You know, everyone eats, like, you have to have, like, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone eats them at, like, the same time-ish.
Ish.
And, like, you know, like, you all have to, like, you have to eat to survive the day as well. I don't know, like, it's just weird. Like, do you ever get so hungry that, like, you just can't do anything?
Yeah.
Like, you're so mad and, like, you just don't want to speak to anyone and, like, your head's sore and, like, you're just angry. And then as soon as you eat, you're like, I'm ready for a party.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like, it's weird. Do you know what? Like, our bodies are so weird and, like, complex.
They are indeed. And it's all because of the big G.
Big Jesus. Oh, wait, no. God. I mean, same thing.
Big
but
Jesus.
See, when someone says G, I always, like, my brain always goes to Jesus.
Really? No,
yeah,
mine's
which
mine's
makes
got,
no
like,
sense.
OG.
The OG.
Word, slam poetry.
Slam poetry.
Jesus died for her. Cynthia's.
We love that. Also, this chair is actually so squeaky.
I know. If you hear a chair, it's just the chair.
It's just, that's what exactly what it is. So if you hear it, don't get scared.
Here, I forgot about the way the teddies were tucked in.
Here, they look tucked in again, and I untucked them.
Yeet. Tucked in. What will we talk about next time? I think we need to decide before we...
I know. See, I watched a podcast today, a very professional podcast. And
just
they,
like ours.
And they have, like, each time they, like, write out topics that they're going to talk about and, like, research them as well. Like, if they're, like, topics that are, like, in the news or whatever, they'll research them. This is not a serious podcast that I watch. I just watch podcasts on the news. But, like, if it's, like, you know, pop culture news, yeah, like, they'll, like, Google them and stuff and, like, make sure they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe me and Brooke should, you know...
Research.
And have some topics. So, I don't know what we should talk about, but maybe we should just have some, like, set topics when we come back.
Will we do it? Will we put it up on Instagram?
Yeah, like a wee pool or something.
Yeah. A wee pool.
A wee pool. A little pool.
A pool. A pool.
A pool.
You can't say it either. A pool.
How do you say it?
A pool.
Pool.
Aye.
A pool.
You would say, how do you say North Pole?
North Pole.
Say ice pool.
Ice pool?
Aye.
What's that mean?
Do you not know what an ice pool is?
No.
Like an ice pool.
Like an ice lolly?
No, like an ice pool, like the ice pool.
A pool of ice.
Do you know, like, I can't describe it. Do you know, like, the long, like, things, and they're within a plastic thing, and then you rip the plastic off,
yeah,
and then you squeeze it off.
Okay, yeah, I would just call them an ice lolly.
But that's not a lolly. It's a pool, an ice pool.
It's an ice lolly.
Have you ever had an ice baton?
No.
An ice baton. Do you know, like, the ones that you twist, like, it's like two halves and you twist them? Please don't tell me this is a dairy thing.
Wait, are they circular?
They're like, kind of, yeah, they're like, stand, like, they're, it's nearly as if two water, not, they're not, they're not this big, but like two shapes of the water bottle nearly, and then you twist them, and like they come apart.
No, I do know what you mean. I do.
What
I
would
do.
You call that?
I would just call them all ice lollies. Like, if anything's ice, it's an ice lolly. And if anything,
ice
like,
cream.
Well, an ice cream. It'll be an ice cream lolly. I would just call them all ice lollies.
No, ice pool and an ice baton.
An ice baton.
And an ice pop.
Yeah, an ice pop. That's what I would call. Okay, the ice pools I would call an ice pop. Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, everything else is an ice lolly.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I'm sorry. Pool.
Polar opposites.
Polar opposites.
Right, so we'll put up a wee... Pool.
A pool.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And you can tell us what you want us to talk about.
Sounds Gucci. Sounds gucky.
Gucky. Gucky slide.
Gucky slide. If you've ever seen that episode of Friends, episode of Friends, where she's like, it looks like it should be pronounced gucky. But it's Gucci.
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 Gucci gone. if we don't see you for a week.
See you through the window, Keith Lemon, I stole your phrase.
We're going to get copyrighted so bad.
We're so famous.
We're literally so famous.
Keith Lemon will be watching this later on.
He actually texted me earlier and he was like, hey girls, just making sure that you record your podcast tonight.
That's actually why we did it. All for Keith. Big Keithy.
Keithy. That's what we call him, but even that's what's called him.
So don't even try
it. See, if you text him, be like, hey Keithy, he's gonna fight with you
all. That's only an us thing.
We're gonna have a court case.
Imagine he sues us. He doesn't even know us.
Girls get sued over calling Keith Keithy.
Do you know what? Be something that happened to us. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
I'll tell you this and I'll tell you no more.
I hear it's been great listening to you. No.
What, letting you listen to us. What?
Listening to you, listening to me.
Yeah. Maybe that should be our catchphrase.
Nadia, I've said that in both of our podcasts.
Yeah, so that's our catchphrase.
Yeah, I love it. My word. Yeah, it's been great listening to you. We should do it like so I say it and then you say listening to me.
Okay, okay.
Because then I'm listening to you and you're listening to me.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you just had to deal with this. You know, hear the creative minds behind this podcast.
I feel like the second part of this podcast has been better than the first half.
It's always that way.
It always, always. We should probably put a disclaimer at the start of all of them.
Like, don't listen to the first, like,
skip to 15 minutes. right, it's been great listening to you.
Listening to me.
In room 20.
That was so good!
Yes! Bye! Bye!